right, so we'll go ahead and get started on our last session. So again, thank you all for being here. I feel like this has been a really fabulous conference. I feel like all of the faculty, not putting myself in there, but the rest of them have all been really good, and I thought the topics have been very interesting. So hopefully you do too. But we also are very interested in hearing about your opinions. And so if you have opinions, please put them, do the survey and put them out there. So we always try very hard. We can't always control the temperature of the room. So that's one we get all the time is about the room is too cold, the room is too hot, but we do try. Anyway, so we have our last panel, which is going to be fabulous. So we have at the far end, we have Trent Cranky, who is a member at Reed Klayman in Austin, and he's a board-certified healthcare lawyer. I know that he does a lot of work with rural healthcare hospitals, and so that is, kind of, I think, the perspective he's bringing today. And then we have next, we have Daphne Walker, who you would have just heard about, right? So she's she's already famous, but she is the executive vice president and chief legal officer for JPS Health Network. And maybe that sometimes is good. Maybe it sometimes is a bit challenging. It's hard to say. Yeah. So we're very glad to have her. And she was also a nurse for a number of years, right? Yes. So a nurse. So she's got a couple of different perspectives here. And then we have one of my good friends, Kenya Woodruff, who is the national chair of the healthcare practice group at Catton. And she does it all, and she's just amazing. And so I think we've got a great panel to talk to you about some hospital operations issues. There we go.
Thank you so much, Kathy. This is great. Thank you guys so much for hanging in here with us for the last panel. As we were listening to all the sessions, we were like, oh, yeah, that impacts hospitals too. Oh, yeah. So we're going to bring together, I think, a number of the presentations that you've heard over the last couple days. Also, I will share with you that this is my year of yes, which resulted in me going to many, many conferences this month. But you will get the benefit of some of that I will share with you. I think 2025 is the year of no. But we will see how it goes. We are all going to come from our respective perspectives. I mean, Daphne was a nurse for like 10 years before you went back to law school. And then now so she really combines the clinical as well as the legal piece in her daily operation. So always excited to have your input. And Trent is an expert in the rural health area as well as hospital operations generally. So just excited to get everybody's input on this. I'm going to start just highlighting the new compliance guidance that came out. Bob DeConte spoke at a conference in New Orleans a couple weeks ago. And he was, at a meeting, and he wanted to highlight the new approach they're going to take to compliance guidance. So right now we have the 7 effective steps of a compliance program and all of that from 1999. They're no longer going to publish guidance in the Federal Register. They're going to move it to the website, and it's going to be by type of provider. So that will be a little different. They are also now working on the hospital guidance that's coming out. They are not going to issue an RFI, but they are providing the website and on the website, providing an email on the website and enabling you to provide comments to the new guidance that will come out. I'm not sure. He didn't guarantee that was coming out this year, but they are collecting feedback now. So if that's something that you're interested in submitting information for, that would be helpful. Another item, when we think about our compliance programs, we think about monitoring and all of the things that we do to find out and make sure that we're in compliance. Well, sometimes we find some things that are not as compliant as we would like them to be, and we decide to submit self-disclosures if it has to do with the civil monetary penalty risk or False Claims Act or STARC. Typically, when we submit those, how many of you say, let's go ahead and submit it because it's going to be 2 years before they get back to us.